The NYCLU analysis of NYPD stop and frisk activity for 2012 confirms plaintiff's evidence in the federal class action case Floyd versus City of New York, which challenges the constitutionality of the NYPD tactic of stop and frisk, namely that a disproportionate number of stops result in a person walking away. Out of more than 532,000 stops in 2012, more than 473,000 were innocent of any crime. Chris Dunn is legal director for the NYCLU. He says the report shows the NYPD is systematically stopping people without justification.
The most dramatic thing in the report is that over 90% of people who are stopped are not given a summons or arrested. And those people are all innocent people. And a 90% innocence rate is a pretty clear signal that people are being stopped without justification.
And what about frisks?
Well, the frisking is completely off the chart. Police officers are only allowed to frisk somebody if they suspect the person has a weapon. Yet we see frisk rates of 55% for 2012. And of those people frisked, only 2% of those frisks produced a weapon. It's completely clear from the department's own numbers that they are systematically frisking people without any justification.
And what about the use of force?
Well, the most troubling thing about force are the racial disparities. Blacks are almost 50% more likely to have force used against them during a stop than whites. And there's no explanation for that other than race playing a role.
And what about precincts? There's a large disparity between stops in the Bronx and those in Staten Island, for example.
Well, we see across the city huge disparities in stop activity and frisk activity and the use of force that is highly correlated to whether or not the precinct is predominantly Black and Latino or predominantly white. And it just creates a complete picture that suggests that not only are stops being made without justification, but the race is playing a significant role in stop activity.
And you're finding that even in neighborhoods which are predominantly white, those stopped are predominantly Black or Latino.
Yeah, one of the most telling sets of numbers is when we look at predominantly white precincts. The East Side of Manhattan, the Village, West Village of Manhattan, those are under 10% Black and Latino, and yet they are 75-80% of the people being stopped are Black and Latino.
And what do the numbers tell those who were stopped?
Well, I think that if you've had the experience of being improperly stopped by a police officer, what this report will tell you is you are not alone. There are hundreds of thousands of innocent people being stopped. Many of them are young Black men, and it's a plague. And for individuals who have this experience, they are just one of hundreds of thousands, and something needs to happen to them.
And the report, as well as evidence in the stop and frisk trial, shows it's the young Black and Latino men who are targeted. These youths aged 14 to 24 years old account for less than 5% of the city's population, but they account for more than 40% of the stops. Last year, the number of young Black men stopped almost matched the total number of young Black men in the city. Donna Lieberman is executive director of the New York Civil Liberties Union. She says New Yorkers have an opportunity to make change.
We have an opportunity in the waning days of the Bloomberg administration to make our voices heard as we prepare for a new administration. And New Yorkers have to hold every candidate who wants to become the leader of this city accountable to have a plan about policing and to articulate a plan to restore community faith in the police and to end the regime of stop and frisk out of control and replace it with a policing program that uses stop and frisk but uses it in accordance with the law. And that means uses it against people who are really suspicious of criminal activity, not hundreds of thousands of innocents.
The NYCLU analysis of stop and frisk data shows that not only is the police tactic of stop and frisk ineffective in recovering illegal guns, but it contributes to the city's soaring arrest rates for marijuana possession. 2012 data shows that more people were arrested for alleged marijuana possession than for any other type of offense. The report says that despite the NYPD's repeated claims that Stop and Frisk is valuable because it targets guns, it is much more a marijuana arrest program. Lieberman says it's really hard to look at the numbers and say the NYPD is doing a good job, that the police are obeying the command that you don't stop people without suspicion of criminal activity. She says it confirms what is being litigated in court with the Stop and Frisk trial.
It kind of defies common sense to accept the police department's claim that they are using stop and frisk in accordance with the legal standard. I think there are two possible explanations. One is that the police department is ignoring the legal standard, and the other is that New York's finest are really doing a lousy job. I think that the New York's finest know how to do it right. They're just being ordered not to.
A new Quinnipiac poll taken after summations at the Stop and Frisk trial says New Yorkers would be less likely to vote for a mayoral candidate who would continue Stop and Frisk, and more likely to vote for a candidate who supports creating a position of Inspector General to independently monitor the NYPD. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.